This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A judge who dismissed a prior kidnapping case against the alleged Club Q shooter warned last year that the defendant was planning a shootout and needed mental health treatment. The comments add to the warning signs authorities had about the suspect. Last year's charges were thrown out, and the judge has declined to comment. Public health officials are urging Coloradans to get both the flu and COVID-19 vaccines with holiday events coming up. A lot of respiratory viruses like RSV, flu, and COVID-19 are getting passed around, says Dr. Eric France, the state's chief medical officer.
If they want to avoid the bad luck of being in bed for a week or 5 days with a terrible illness like flu and COVID and missing those events, go get your shot.
More RSV hospitalizations were reported in the first 2 months of this season than all of last. Meanwhile, flu vaccination numbers are ahead of last year's pace, but behind this point 2 years ago. Arapahoe Basin Ski Area has opened a new express lift designed to prevent long lines. Catherine Fuller with A-Basin says chairs on the Lenaway lift can carry 6 people from mid-mountain to the summit in 4 minutes.
So we're actually hoping that this is going to really mostly get rid of the lines there. And so this is actually to help spread people out, move people up the mountain faster, and make the crowds less of an issue.
A-Basin has also limited the number of passes it sells to curb overcrowding. The Denver Broncos will use more than $100 million to renovate Empower Field at Mile High. The NFL is loaning the team most of the money for things like new video boards and hospitality areas. This is CPR News and KRCC.